It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Golf DMV podcast. Sherm's in the house, LB's in the house. I'm Claude, the host. Go to golfdmvpodcast.com. We've got a new shop up, everybody. Hey. You can purchase your Golf DMV hats there, black and blue. LB came to the studio today with his blue hat on.
Yes.
Earlier today, I was out at the Green Turtle, by the way, in Burtonsville with my black one on. Speaking of Green Turtle in Burtonsville, we have a Green Turtle update. Well, we don't have a Green Turtle update. Somebody asked about it. But we'll have.
What about adoring fans?
Yeah.
Actually, I was going to ask you guys about it, see what your plans were tomorrow night.
Oh, for the national championship game. Well, we had talked about going to chatter for Tony Kornheiser's podcast and catch it, but Manny has basketball practice tomorrow. I just found that out yesterday.
Yeah.
Or whenever Sherman hit me up about it. Yeah. Sherman is kind of like my liaison between Upward Sports and Laurel basketball because I can't get any communication from the league.
But that's another topic.
That's right. Yeah. There.
Let's just call your favorite high school coach and ask him if he knows what's going on.
Exactly.
Because I'm not coaching it upwards. So.
Exactly. But yeah, exactly. And then
but
somehow
I do,
he's going to give
you
an update.
Some contacts.
When the league wasn't able to. So we've got – so he's got basketball. But we'll be done by 7. And so it would be good to kind of catch
the game is what, 8?
Is eight. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot closer than chatter. It would be cool to go to chatter, but the Kings start so late. We're old.
Yeah, I didn't plan on staying the whole game anyway.
Me either.
I'm like a halftime. Okay, that's enough. I've seen enough.
Yeah, halftime at Green Turtle still.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Okay.
Might be, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll talk.
We'll plan it out. Right. So, yeah, we're thinking about doing another live at the Green Turtle. So I'm on Facebook, and Jerry Smith hits Golf DMV up and says, hey, when's the next time you guys going to be at Green Turtle?
Awesome.
So I said, hey, Jerry, thanks for listening, and we'll do one in February sometime, maybe early February, late.
Sounds good to
late
me.
January. We'll work it out.
Yeah.
But, Jerry, if we do this and you don't come, the very next podcast we're going to fry.
Oh, we're going to blast. Oh, you will be put on blast. So you better mark your calendar as soon as that date comes.
Exactly.
Out.
So if we do this, you need to make sure that you're there.
Or you will be live material.
Exactly. So we have no cut cards here. Lots to talk about. We've got new rule changes with the PGA. LB spent time at LP and Timbers. I went to Golf Tech the other day to catch it with my guy.
You did?
To catch it with John
All
Ross.
Right.
I had one lesson left from the ones that started in October. So I finished that out. I'm going to try to re-up with him again. What else? We've got Sherm had a great trip, but we've got some sickness that we have to talk about. LB, after the show, I guess 2 weeks ago, went to the emergency room.
Right.
On your way home from the show.
Yeah. You didn't tell us you were feeling any kind of way.
Well, I just assumed you were, well, I don't know if people who listen to the podcast could tell, but I was wheezing as I was talking during the podcast the entire time last time.
I couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell. But what's interesting is when I listened back the day after, I was like, oh, man, I am sick. Because I could hear myself. I kept clearing my throat. And I was like, I wasn't feeling well that day. But but I heard it in myself, but not in you.
Okay. Yeah, I was struggling the whole time. But, you know, we were just talking. It is what it is.
So what happened?
So
because we didn't. Well, I didn't know about this till 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no, right, exactly.
So what happened? Yeah,
so it started in Cancun. So we got there on that Sunday, and I was fine.
Oh, I feel so bad for you.
I know, right?
Yeah, right. Well,
probably that tough Caribbean.
Oh gosh, I was in Cancun and got sick.
So by Wednesday,
they had great goose.
Wednesday, Thursday, I probably needed that. Yeah. It cleared out what I had. I started having more need to use my inhaler, and I normally don't use mine. I've had asthma now for like 25 years, almost 30 years, and I've never. I should say never. In the 30 years, it's about 30 years now. Yeah, it's 20, 30, 55, 30. Yeah, it's been about 30 years.
So you haven't had asthma your whole life?
No. Oh. No, it developed when I was about 25, 30 years old.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, it was late. I'm a late bloomer. What can I tell you? So in that time frame, I've had what I will call, when I put in air quotes, serious asthma attacks. I've had like two.
Okay.
We know about one was on a golf trip.
Yes. Well, it wasn't really a golf trip. It was me and a couple guys and women. We'll just call it that.
Well, you were at Pinehurst.
I was in North Carolina.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I was close to Duke.
Well, you could have just said, yes, it was on a golf trip.
But it really wasn't.
He's an honest guy.
I'm an honest guy. It was a whole trip.
But it was. Don't ask questions you don't want to answer.
Exactly. Let's just say we had a lot of ones with us. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Okay. So that was, I don't know, 15 years ago, maybe something like that, 15, 20 years ago. So when I, back to Cancun. So by Wednesday, we got there Sunday. By Wednesday, I had to use my inhaler more and more often while we were there. Didn't think too much of it, but I knew something wasn't right.
Right.
But I figured, it's okay. I get home, I'll go get checked out and see what's going on. So we got home that Saturday, right. And we did the podcast on Sunday.
Right.
So Sunday, still, I had been using my inhaler from Wednesday through Sunday. I've been using my inhaler multiple times during the day, which I normally don't have to do. Mm-hmm. So when I left here at Sunday night, I was on my way home and I was thinking my chest is pretty tight, you know, and normally I can hit my inhaler and it clears it up in 3 seconds, I'm good.
Right.
I hit my inhaler when I left here, and it did not clear up.
Oh.
Right. So I know I've been using it more and more often. I'm like, you know what? I should just go get it's called a nebulizer.
Yeah.
Nebulizer treatment.
Yep.
So I leave here, and I call the urgent care first because I figured I can get in there easier, no problem. And I asked them. I get the 800 number. You can't call You can't call directly to the facility. You have to call the 800 number. So I call the 800 number. I'm talking to some bozo on the phone, and I'm like, "Hey,
you can't call directly into an emergency care center? Urgent care?
They send you.
Doesn't
that defeat the purpose of being urgent?
Well, it is, but they send you. They route you to the 800 number, right?
Yeah,
to the scheduling. You call a number.
It's centralized scheduling,
right? It routes you to the 800 number. Some dude in, I don't know, Idaho.
So if it's like Right Time or Patient First, a lot of those, they could be sitting in Colorado Springs, but they're the switchboard for all the Patient First.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I ended up talking to. So I'm talking to this bozo. I'm like, hey, I want to go to this particular one. This is the one I go to normally. Do they have a nebulizer system there that can treat me? Let me check. He goes away for a second, comes back. I don't think so. I'm like, what do you mean you don't think so? They do or they don't. I need to know. I need to answer.
I need clarity.
Right. I don't need you to guess. I need you to tell me yes or no.
Because I can't breathe.
Right. So. You know. So he's like, okay, no. I said okay. I said, are there any others in the area that do? No. I'm like, okay, thanks. Hang up. Fine. So then I go straight to Montgomery County General.
Yeah.
Get out of the car. Get out. I walk in there. Tell a guy what I'm, you know, there's a police officer at the door.
Yep.
Right. I don't know. So it's an emergency room. But why a police officer there? I don't know.
I can tell you why, but
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do it off air. Yeah. So, yeah. After I saw the patronage, then I understood why he was there.
Yeah.
So I walk in.
So one of my old hospitals, by the way. Mm-hmm. You should have called me.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Okay. So I go in.
Well, no.
It gets a little more interesting. So I go in and I go to where he tells me to go, and I go stand there. You know, I didn't sit down because I breathe better when I'm standing up.
Okay.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing up and I wait 5 minutes go by, 10 minutes go by. Nobody has come to assist me. And this is like, at this point, it's 9:45.
Mm. Oh, man.
And I'm thinking to myself, the urgent care that I had wanted to go to was just 5 minutes away. Mm-hmm. But they stopped taking appointments at 9:30.
Oh,
I take that back.
No.
It was 9 something. It was 9:15 or whatever. It wasn't quite 10. So I said, you know, after I stood there for 10 minutes, nobody assisted me. And I look at the 40 people that's waiting in the emergency room already waiting. I said, this is a no-win situation here. So I left there and I went straight to urgent care and didn't call enough. I just went in and walked in the door. Said, hey man, I got this issue. This is what I'm dealing with. He said, well, we can take a walk in. Come on in. And I gave my name. Within 10 minutes, I was back in the room.
It was
the examination room.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
And they did all the little preliminary stuff, and then I got my nebulizer.
They had nebulizer?
Yeah, they had it there the whole time.
Yeah.
So I asked the nurse who was assisting me, I said, you know, I told what happened with me when I called the 800 number, and she's like, yeah, they're idiots. They don't know what they're doing.
No.
I mean, exactly what she said. Word for word. She said, they're idiots. They don't know what they're doing.
Well, you know, a lot of times the doctors there don't know what they're doing either.
Well, yes and no. I've used them on occasions, and I've had some bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
I've had more good ones than bad ones.
Well, it depends what you're there for.
Right.
But a lot of them are ER doctors who couldn't make it. Oh, okay. So just to, okay. Oh, so be careful what you go there right. for. If you, those I mean, you students. Obviously knew.
Yeah, I knew what I needed.
Cold. Yeah. I just need to get a Z-Pack. That's great.
Right.
You know, but
right.
if it's like, right. hey, the left side of my face is swelling up. What do I need?
Right.
Let's probably go
so
to
now,
ER.
Just on that topic, now I went to one. Remember when I had the pin in my wrist yep. for my thing, and the pin had moved and it was poking out of my
yes,
out of my hand.
Skin. Yeah.
And when I went to one of those, because it was a weekend, and the guy was like, oh, "I'm not touching that."
Yeah.
Basically, he was like, hands off. He's like, I don't know what to do with that.
And he was a doctor.
Yeah, he was. And it was a doctor said that. He's like, yeah, I'm not touching that.
Yes,
you need to go, you need to go see somebody else with that. Basically, wow. he's like, yeah, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Well, that's not good.
So you got the nebulizer.
So I got the nebulizer, and I've been pretty good since then. I had another little attack the following Sunday. I can count these on one hand,
yeah.
you know what I mean, that I've had in these 30 years. And this one scared me more than the last one because it was, like I say, this Sunday morning, wife and I are doing what married people do. And
grocery shopping.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's it. Grocery shopping.
Arguing. Talking about bills. Mm-hmm. Am I close?
No. No, you're not. Yeah. All those things have clothes on. No.
Oh, married people, they do that?
Yes.
Oh, we never. Okay.
Together?
Yeah.
And, pretty funny.
I had to roll out of the bed. I could not breathe.
I got so many jokes.
Dude, I know, dude. I was scared.
Oh, man.
I was fumbling around trying to find, I found my inhaler. It worked. I mean, fortunately, it worked. I mean, my inhaler actually worked.
Mm-hmm. Have you called your doctor?
I have an appointment in the morning.
Okay. Good. That's good. Yes. Good. Yeah. How do you feel right now?
I feel fine now.
Okay.
But since that last Sunday, I've been fine. And I've been trying to do things to see if it would bring on a one because I need to know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm, right, right.
Because the reason I had an appointment for my doctor's appointment. I'm trying to cut this down. I had an appointment for like 2 weeks from now, but I moved it up.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm going out of town a couple of weeks and I want to make sure that I don't want to leave town and, right, you know, and right. be screwed up.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know that the urgent care near your house at least has no
exactly if I need yeah. one. So right. yeah, the emergency room thing is a waste unless you got a bullet hole or something.
yeah.
Other than that, I don't really see a need to go anymore now that we have urgent cares. Because a lot of the stuff, the stuff that I've needed them for, they're fine.
If you have the sniffles, mm-hmm. you're wasting your time at the emergency room.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we could.
Heart attack, emergency room.
Right.
You know, asthma attack, urgent care.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. there's a lot of things we could talk about.
Well, Sherm, you were sick as well mm-hmm. on a road trip
man.
Recently.
So I actually started feeling sick last time we recorded, too.
Oh, goodness. Which is something 2 weeks wrong ago. With this house?
Maybe I was just wondering. Maybe it's not.
Yeah, maybe it is. Y'all got mold in here?
Studio or something.
Yeah, it's mold. No, I woke up that day just not kind of feeling like my chest was a little... Like a little, again, kind mm-hmm. of the same thing, like a little heavy, like mm-hmm. Something, you know, throat was a little scratchy. Mm-hmm. Woke up Christmas Eve, full blown, you know, head cold. Christmas was horrible, mm-hmm. you know, because I was just sick and okay. whatever. And we hosted for 25 people.
I was about to say, yeah, you had a big situation at the house.
Yeah. So one of our daughter, her best friend lives in Georgia. And okay. you all know Sandrine and Mutinda.
Yes.
And their family. So her, the last gift she opened on Christmas Day was a little riddle, and we had cut out like a peach and said, guess where we're going? She was like, am I going to see Ava? We're like, mm-hmm. yeah, we're leaving Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Tears.
Oh, wow.
Oh, get out of here.
Bawling her eyes okay. out. Uh-huh. She grabbed Bernanda, was hugging her. Uh-huh. I don't know why I'm crying. You know, she was so happy. So that like makes Christmas.
Right.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So we get up Saturday to go. It was Bernanda, Naomi, and I. And I looked to get out of the shower. I'm like, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
This was last Saturday. Like, I don't feel good. I feel sick to my stomach. Let me lay down for a minute. So try to let me lay down. And then it hit.
Mm-hmm.
So just full out. I mean, it had been years since I vomited.
So it's like,
I don't miss that
at all. Flu thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're like, okay, well, what do we do? And I'm like, well, I can't have my wife and 12-year-old daughter driving 12 hours to Georgia.
Right.
I'm going to tough it out.
Right, right.
It was the longest, most brutal. I mean, I was like, yeah, why don't you get off at this exit?
Uh-huh.
Get off at this exit.
Hey, we got to stop again.
Yep,
we got to stop again.
And it was, man, I could not keep anything down. I couldn't keep water down.
Wow.
That whole day, I managed to keep down one cracker.
Oh, wow.
Which I ate at like 10 hours into the trip. It was brutal. So,
yeah, that's tough.
And I was thinking the whole time, because Sandrine's a nurse. She's a great nurse. She has like her PhD or her whatever doctorate in nursing. And I was like, if I could just get there, then I know I'll be in good hands.
Right. She can fix you up.
Yeah, plus she's Haitian and, you know,
she's got some, things she got that some fix stuff. Things.
She got that root. Put that root on you.
Yep.
They got things and, that fix things. Right.
So we get there, and I'm like white as a ghost. I mean, they were like, she opened the doors like, oh, come on. She's like, come on, go. Yeah. And then she was, she's just like, she had gone to the store. She knew I was sick. Had also, she like, drank this. You know, I drank, I'm in the guest room, drank it. And I'm like, almost spit it across the room. She's like, trust me, you're going to feel better. Like, I'm not asking no question.
Right, right.
Then I drank something else. I'm like, all right, well, I don't even know what that was, but it was a full glass. It was cold. There was ice. And she's like, all right, now here's some tea. Drink this. I woke up the next day.
Fine.
Perfect.
Wow.
Appetite, like, can I eat that banana? What do we had shrimp and grits.
Wow.
But I started this stupid head cold. So still not breaking up since before Christmas. So we stayed there 3 nights, stopped in North Carolina on the way back to see Santina and Gary. Finally, that day I was like, I need, like, I called my doctor. Here's like, I need a Z-Pack. Like, this sinus infection, full blown, can't get rid of it. Still sound nasally now, but it's been 2 weeks. So, tomorrow will be my fifth day on the antibiotic.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
It's been rough, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, guys have been sick.
Yeah.
Man.
But hey, all right, we're here. We're not furloughed.
Yeah.
You know, the show. Right. The show. You were almost. It was almost a solo show.
Yeah,
LB and I were about to check out.
Yeah, one of us. Yeah, LB died and Sherm's on his deathbed. Yeah. This whole thing. And so yeah, I've got to find two new guys to have the show with. But anyway, LB, you played twice since the last time we spoke at Lake Presidential and Timbers. Of course, Sherm and I, neither one of us played with you.
Of course, nope. My only golf buddy, Burn.
Exactly. Yeah, so you and Burn. So walk us through it. LP, Timbers. How
did it go? LP, I forget what day it was we played that now. It was before, it was after Christmas and before New Year's.
Right.
So whenever it was in that, sometime in that. Oh, it was that Sunday. Whatever that Sunday
last
was.
Last Sunday, yeah.
The Sunday before New Year's.
Yeah, so that was 30th.
The 30th.
I think, yeah. Yeah, we played with Damon, which is, he and Damon is Burns, I don't know, they're related, I don't know, cousins, I don't know, whatever, uncle, I don't know, whatever, they're related.
Yeah.
The three of us played.
A guy he knows.
Yeah. And it was a nice day. I mean, it rained, as it does, I mean, here it rains every Saturday, pretty much.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, every Saturday rains. So it had rained Saturday, we played that Sunday, and the course drained pretty well.
This was Lake Prez, right?
Lake Presidential. Okay. It was in pretty good shape. Wasn't super crowded, but it was a good number of people out there, and you still start in the back, and I meant to ask the guy, why are we starting in the back again?
Right.
And I've totally blanked on it. So I didn't ask. But we started in the back again. Played pretty well until I got to the gauntlet.
Here we go.
I mean, the first.
So I thought we left the gauntlet alone in 2018.
Gauntlet said, 2018 ain't over yet. Yeah, I heard you talking on the podcast.
Right, exactly. You got some payback here. So the gauntlet kicked my ass again. So I have been driving good all day. All day. Got to the gauntlet. But it's right after the par three. So you got the par five, the par three, then it's a gauntlet. I put two in those people's backyard to the right.
Oh, man.
So I'm hitting my fifth shot from a drop. And there you go.
Wow.
There you go. That's the gauntlet right there. That's it. No more to talk about. The best shot of the day was, at least for me, was on the front, which is in this case was the back, that par five. We hit over the ravine. So I had a good drive. My second shot was crap, but it went over to the left and it was under a tree.
Okay.
So, but I was only 100 yards out from the green.
Okay, it wasn't.
It wasn't lost, but it was under a tree. So I couldn't, it was 100 yards out, so I couldn't use a wedge. So I used my hybrid. 8 feet from the pin.
Wow.
Nice. With a hybrid.
Nice.
Because I hit it, I was like, I thought I hit it too far, you know, because it didn't go high, but it was like a little bullet.
Shot,
right.
Man.
And I was in my mind like, oh man, I just hit it too far. And it dropped, I don't know, probably 10 feet from the green and rolled right up to the flag. And a two-putted, of course.
That's okay. Right. Two putts better than three putts.
Exactly. Two-putt par. So that was my best shot of the day.
Okay.
And that was about it for Lake Presidential. Timbers of Troy. So we played that New Year's Day. Me, Vernon, and Rick came out. Squirrel came out.
Get out of here. So he's already one up on me, Sean, 2019.
Yep. So Timbers of Troy, it's going to be a while if I go back there again.
Because normally,
I mean, you're playing in December, though.
Normally, we don't have a lot. We don't have anything
January
bad,
1, so. Whatever.
It's well, 30, December it's 32nd.
Right. Yeah, December 32nd.
December 32nd. Right, there you go. Right. Because there's actually 31 days in December.
Oh, look at that. Somebody went back to first grade. Mm-hmm.
And then this year, there will also be 31 days.
Okay. Absolutely. Got it. Oh, that didn't alternate. It's just.
No, okay.
But yeah.
Because normally we don't have anything bad to say about Timbers. So what was going
on? No, we normally do. Well, I don't know if I normally do.
No,
we tried some before, haven't we?
No, last time we played, we said it was really good.
Well, you said it was a little overpriced, but
we put, yeah, that's what it was.
Most courses are now.
Okay, well, this one, price was fine. It was 47, 48 okay, bucks.
That worked.
That's a good price for January golf.
Plus range balls. But it was not in good shape. I mean, okay, I know.
It's January.
But again, I just played Lake Presidential a week before. It was fine.
Okay.
The greens, whether it was December or July, those greens were not good. There were a lot of dead spots in them. You know, the course does not drain well at all.
No, we did know that because did you go back and play? No, never mind. That wasn't Timbers. You all played, you and Vern that day where it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
No. Laytonsville.
Oh yeah. We had to get over the river.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what I'm thinking about? When we played Timbers on Father's Day, you remember that one hole they had like a water main break or something? You remember that? And they had the boards that were going over the cart path.
Oh, yeah.
I remember specifically that one hole, it wasn't draining either.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the whole course was just soggy. So, Laytonsville, the week before we played Laytonsville, it had rained all day Saturday. We played it Sunday morning, and it was soggy in spots, but Timbers was soggy everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just everywhere. It was just a slosh.
I wonder if they just not. I mean, some courses may. Well, let me ask this: was there other people out there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. There was people out there.
Because I was just wondering if some courses just like give up, like on during the winter months, whatever, we'll take what we could get.
Well, I think in their situation, it's the course design. It has nothing to do with amount of people, all that kind of stuff. It's the course design, the way it's laid out. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't drain well.
And they have a lot of trees.
Yeah, a lot of trees along
the fairways.
So
that they don't get a lot of sun that helps it dry up.
Nah, I disagree with that. I mean, because usually if there's trees, it's on one side.
Not at Timbers, though.
Yeah. Usually it's just on one side. The fairways are wide enough that they get sun. It was just muddy and sloppy. And it's hard to hit a 100-yard shot.
That's true. Yeah.
Out of slop.
Mm-hmm.
You know
agree.
What I mean? Because you
start to hit a 100-yard shot consistently.
Normally, right? That's what I'm saying.
So you're on a mat at the driving range.
Right. I mean, so now you can't hit behind the ball because you're going to hit it smug.
Right, and break your wrist.
And it's going to go 40 yards.
Yeah.
So the only good shots you could hit were drives. Anytime you had to hit out of the fairway, anything from 150 in, it was a crapshoot.
Wow.
I mean, there were times. Was 40 bucks?
No, I think that was just their winner rate. But I was not happy with it at all. Even when you got on the greens, I could never get green speed right. Mm-hmm. You know, I was always hitting stuff too short because they were just so soft and wet and the ball would just die on you. So it wasn't enjoyable at all. We laughed a lot because we were screwing up shots left and right. One time Vern and I were hitting our third shot on a par five from about 100 yards out. And it took us three shots to get to the green.
No. Because
you couldn't. It was so muddy. Right. Yeah. It was just so muddy. You hit the ball, they go 12 feet. Mm. You hit it again, they go 20
feet. Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, that's not
fun. It wasn't.
Yeah.
The golf was not fun, but we laughed. I mean, we had.
Yeah, what else you going to do with that?
Yeah,
point?
We were drinking and laughing, so we had a good time.
Timbers.
Yeah, it's going to be a long time before they see me again.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have a gift certificate to there, so I should.
Okay, well, you'll see it before I do.
Yeah. There you go. Sure, I want to talk about these new rule changes in the PGA. It took effect this year.
Yeah.
One particular that I like is the fact that the players can leave the flag in the hole if they want.
Oh, so on that, well, if I can cut in. So we did play that way on Sunday because it was New Year. We said, okay, new rules in effect. So
New Year, new me.
New Year, new me, new rule. So we left the pin in.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't know about the rules, and I have not had an opportunity to research this. I had an opportunity, I just haven't taken it. Let me rephrase it. If you're putting and the pin is in and your ball hits the flag stick and ricochets off and doesn't go in, what is that?
It's not in.
Yep,
not in.
It has to hit the flag and drop in the hole.
Yep. Yes. And it can be embedded between the flag and the
hole. It can just stop but not go. Right. Okay, I got you.
It doesn't have to go all the way down. I did look at that on here.
Okay.
I like that rule.
But that begs the question. There are going to be times I'm like, pull it out.
I would still say pull it out personally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, before we get to the rules, I got three quick shout outs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Do your shout outs.
One, my baby brother, Chris, today's his birthday. So
happy birthday, Chris.
Also, our buddy Corey. Where's the water bottle?
Got the water bottle.
Anybody got one? No,
I have a water bottle.
Anyway, our buddy Corey down.
The one who squeezes the water bottle while the PGA Tigers players are dropping tee off.
So Corey's beautiful wife, Delicia, is expecting their second child.
Get out of here.
Found out. So congrats, Corey and Delicia. June birthday.
Good for them.
Yeah. And lastly, Tony, I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Mm-hmm. Tony Tanako.
Okay.
Left a message on our Facebook page saying, I live in Southern California and I love this podcast.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I remember seeing that.
Yeah. So thank you, Tony, very much. I am going to buy Tony a hat.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, look at that.
So, Tony, thank you for your message on Facebook. Please inbox us or email us or
DM.
Whatever. Yeah.
And there's a DM, right?
That's the new young
people say DM. Yeah. DM me.
So either Facebook, obviously, you know, the website, the Facebook page, Tony, but just golf DMV or one.
Yeah.
At Twitter. Instagram.
And the golfdmv1@gmail.com.
Yep.
Email us.
Okay. Or golfdmvpodcast.com.
Yeah. All right. I got one, since you're doing shout outs.
Yeah, go ahead.
Doing shout outs. I just want to say hi to Jackie Fabulous. Saw her last night at the DC Comedy Loft. Nice, really nice show.
Okay. Yes. Nice.
And also Santina. So one thing on our trip when we were in Durham, we got to see Santina coaches a boys team, actually, JV team. And then she's first assistant on the varsity.
I didn't know Santina was in Santina. Oh, Santina.
Pay attention.
Okay.
Yes, it's Durham.
Keep up. Different person.
Yeah. So we did get to see them play, which is really cool. So, and actually, it was a really big write up on her, kind of breaking barriers. She's a first female coach to coach boys at her high school down there in Durham,
nice.
North Carolina. So. All right, so ready for the golf rules. So, man, I am really going blind. Okay, here we
go.
Put
your glasses on.
I have contacts in.
New contacts.
Yeah, something.
Upgrade.
All right, number one, search time reduced from 5 minutes to 3 minutes. Thank you, Lord.
Well, nobody ever pays attention to that anyway.
Well.
People that we play with. Because we're always saying, just drop a ball, please.
Yeah, come we on. Do. But hopefully, this gets enforced more. Because we have been behind groups where it's like, look. The ball probably costs 25 cents.
Right.
Drop a ball,
keep
going.
Because they're hitting top flights.
Right. Yeah. Or they should be.
Exactly.
Number two, ball move during search, replace no penalty. What does that mean?
So if you walk around looking for your ball and you actually kick it or step on it.
Oh, you put it back.
You put it back
no
where
penalty.
It was. And then you say,
got it. Okay. Down. Embedded ball, free relief anywhere through the course.
Right. And we played that all weekend. The last two times.
Is that
when it
gets stuck in the mud?
Right.
Okay. Because
the LP, I hit one to that, whatever that hole is, number 11. And it's because of elevated green.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I had made the green. When I got up there, I couldn't find it. And it was embedded in the side of the green.
Wow.
It had sucked right into the side of the green. Yep.
So you get to move that out.
Yeah. I pulled it out and set it down. And then I promptly chipped it up to the green and it rolled down the hill another 35 feet behind me. Hey, but that's golf, right?
That is golf.
It is.
Measuring a drop, use the longest club except putter.
That's same.
Yeah, that doesn't change. Drop from knee height.
Better height.
Yeah, rather than shoulder.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
That was weird. You see DeChambeau doing it. He was like, he almost like did a curtsy or something when he was trying to bend down to drop the ball.
That's funny.
He looked goofy as hell trying to drop the ball.
It was
from
funny because one other guy was trying to do that and the group behind him was screaming, from your knee, from your knee.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
he was still trying to do it.
Yeah.
And that's a caddy needs to be on his job. Number six, taking stance on wrong green is not permitted.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand that.
So I can tell exactly what it says. We were playing at, you and I were playing at Blue Match one time when at par four and I hit my drive over onto the green, over on the tee. Oh, you said on the green. I'm thinking tee box. My bad.
Oh,
Because I hit my ball on the tee box of the other side of the, of the par three.
Yeah.
But they're talking about the green, though, right?
Yeah. It says wrong green is not permitted.
Okay.
Is so, that like you hit it to the wrong green?
Right.
Okay. Because sometimes greens are back to back.
Exactly. You hit an errant shot and it goes in the wrong green.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number seven, ball unintentionally hits player or equipment, no penalty.
Okay.
So, like, I get if your bag is on the green and you hit
Or you hit somebody in the back. Or almost hit
That's awesome. I actually like that.
Hit somebody in the cart. That doesn't count.
No, no penalty, Claude.
It just your life.
Yeah. All right, technical difficulties. Number eight, double hit, no penalty, now only counts as one stroke. So is that like if you go to chip and then it hits your club twice?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number nine, touching sand in bunker incidentally is permitted.
Good.
Incidentally, but not on purpose.
Right.
What if I accidentally did it on purpose?
Right.
Well, then you would be lying, and this is a gentleman's sport.
Right. Because now I will to that.
So what happens with stupid?
Who's stupid?
Who are you talking
about? Dustin Johnson. When he threw away the PGA championship.
I don't remember
that up in Wisconsin. He was grounding
his club.
Yeah. He didn't know it was a bunker.
Oh, right. Because
that's unintentionally. I guess he was intentionally doing it, but just not. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, because he thought that was not considered a bunker.
Right.
But
this is unintentional, like just accidentally touch it.
Right. Okay. Now, to that quick thing on that point is a lot of times we play courses and you first time you get in the bunker, you don't know what that sand is like because you haven't experienced it for that. That round of golf.
Right.
It could have been raining or whatever.
Right.
You have no idea how that ball is going to come out of that sand.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, I'll go to another side of the bunker and I'll take a swing through the sand just so I know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
Then I go back to my ball and play. I know it is a problem.
Yeah, that's against the rules.
It's against the rules. Yeah. I'll just tell you, I do that. Just anybody who plays with me, I'm going to do that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I will allow you to do that as well.
But I think not being able to ground your club in the sand is stupid anyway.
Yeah. Well,
what's the gain there? You know, what I do is wrong. I give you that. Mm-hmm. But if I'm addressing my ball and I ground my club behind the ball, what have I gained?
What advantage is it? It doesn't give you any kind of unfair advantage. I don't believe.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Loose impediments can be removed anywhere, including hazards.
Okay. Sticks, rocks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Dropping a ball out of bunker. Now, this is interesting to me. Number 11, dropping a ball out of bunker, 2 penalty strokes. So is that like if you don't want to hit out of bunker, like bunker's all rocks or something?
Yeah. So I talked to Rodney on the way over here today, and he took the 2-shot penalty today. He was in a bunker and it was all chewed up or whatever, and he didn't want to hit out of it. So he took the ball and moved it back. The question that rule does not clarify is, where do you place the ball?
Right. Does it, because you can't advance it.
Right.
So does it have to be on level or parallel?
I would assume it would have to be somewhere behind where you. It would have to be behind where you picked where your ball had landed in the bunker.
Okay.
So when you say 2 strokes, is that drop 1, hit 2, or is it
I don't know.
1, 2, and then you're hitting third.
Two sounds like 2.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So if you're really hitting your third, it's really your fifth.
Now you're hitting your fifth. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I would hit my third.
So it would have been my third.
Yep.
Number 12, this is really stupid to me. I don't know why this is a rule. Water hazards are now called penalty areas.
It was always a penalty.
I mean,
who cares? Yeah. Who cares what the name is? Why you need to, whatever. 13, touching ground and penalty area is no penalty. I didn't know you couldn't touch the ground in the penalty area.
Yeah, obviously, we didn't know the rules were wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Number 14, ball moves on green after being marked, replaced without penalty.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. Number 15, ball accidentally moved on putting green, replace no penalty.
Okay.
Same thing. 16, all damage to green can now be repaired. When couldn't it be?
Yeah,
I don't know that you, so, because like we've seen sometimes, especially in the British Open, when they have those, you know, huge greens where they'd be so far away, they have to chip.
Right.
And they would, you know, mess up the green doing that. Oh, like with a wedge or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, thinking that they couldn't repair that?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not clear on that one. But it seemed to me you would want them to repair it, not even, you know, chunked up.
Yeah. 17, positioning a club for alignment is not permitted.
Okay.
Okay. So that's like when you take your club, lay it on the ground, uh-huh, and use it as some kind of directional tool or whatever. I guess that's what they're talking about. Because I've seen people do that before.
Yeah. Yeah. 18, caddy assisting with alignment is now not permitted.
Mm. Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Because that's like you would see the player kneel down in the caddy over his shoulder, tell him, "Oh no, I see."
I don't understand why that has to change. Right. If he can do that on a regular shot, why can't he do it on a putt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. This is what you are talking about. 19, putting with flag, stick, and hole is now permitted.
Mm-hmm.
And 20, what I was talking about, ball wedged against flag, stick, and side of hole is now deemed as hold.
Sweet.
Okay. I guess before it wasn't. Yeah, it was always good to me anyway.
Yeah. If you can get it that close, I think you're good.
Yeah.
And then here's an interesting did you know. Mm-hmm. The average number of ball marks made on greens per round is 8 per golfer. Assuming only 130 rounds are played each day on your course, your greens receive 1,040 impressions daily.
Wow.
That's a lot.
31,000 per month, or more than 374,400 per year. Are you wondering how to make a putt under these conditions? Repair your pitch marks.
Exactly.
Well, who was that? Were we talking about that story about a guy who was able to play free golf at some course because they let him go on during twilight and just repair ball marks? Said, yeah, you can. He would go on and just repair all the ball marks on the greens.
Wow.
They let him play, and as long as when he got to the greens, he would fix all the ball marks that he saw.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I know when I was in Cancun, there was a guy, and I'm going to ask him what that, he had a tool that I had never seen before, and he was doing it on the green. It was like a and he was walking around and he would find like certain spots in the green. He would smash this contraption down. I don't know if he was like fixing ball marks or whatever, but I should have paid more attention to it. But it was something I had never seen before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I actually got a Christmas gift. Speaking of mm-hmm. tools around the green, mm-hmm. Naomi got me a little magnet thing mm-hmm. that sits on the top of your putter. Now, I haven't taken it out of the package yet because mm-hmm. I haven't putted yet. But it sits like on the top of the club, mm-hmm. like a little round thing. And after you putt, you can, and the ball goes in the hole, mm-hmm. you flip your putter up and it picks the ball up out of the.
I've seen somebody with that. Oh, Didn't we play with somebody who had something like that one time?
It's
more like a suction thing.
Yeah. So I played with a guy. We talked 20 years, 15 years ago maybe. And he has a terrible back that he doesn't stand up straight. Uh-huh. He walks at like a 45 degree angle.
Oh, man.
So he had this thing on the end of his putter. That's how he got his ball out of the hole. He would use this suction thing you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be magnetic. I haven't taken it out yet, but it's to help me. My back hurts all the time.
How is it magnetic? How does it pick a ball?
I don't know.
It's magnetic, though.
I don't know.
I understand. Okay.
I have no idea. Well, I'll let you know when I use it. But I mean, it's, you know, my back is done by the end of every round, so it'll help.
I had to take 2 leaves the other day.
So it'll help. Hopefully will help me with that. Having to, you know, bend over to mm-hmm. to pick it up. Of course, I don't bend over to get my ball out of the hole 18 times because I normally don't finish every hole.
One thing to that topic. One thing I've been doing lately, even though I went to range today because I went to Ole mm-hmm. on the way over here, is I stopped bending over to put my ball on the tee. I squat now.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
I have worse knees. My knees are worse than my back, though.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm just one in particular. That's smart, though.
Yeah, I squat now.
Lift with your knees, not your back. Yeah,
exactly.
So that makes sense.
I don't know if it helped, but I'm trying it.
Yeah.
Well, those are the new rules, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we should do the next time we start. I don't know. I think we talked about this, but I don't think you guys like this because I was watching Golf Channel the morning drive a while back, and they were saying how, you know, if you play with the same kind, with the same group and everyone that's in mind, like come up with your own rules. You know what I mean?
What Vern did. Vern came up with it. Remember that?
The flag pin, right?
The flag pin.
Yeah, we were talking about the flag pin. Yeah.
We should do that. I mean, that's ridiculous, but hey, you can do this or do that.
It just speeds it up.
Well, one rule we made this on past the New Year's Day was that, like we were talking about the flag stick thing, the rule, our rule was, and I made this, I decree this is what we're doing.
I decree.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
I am the captain now.
If my ball hits that flag stick
and
ricochets off, that's in. I don't care what you say.
That would actually make it kind of fun because mm-hmm. you could really be aggressive after it.
And try to right, yeah, exactly.
Like bowling almost.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But yeah, because no way you can tell me if my ball, I'm hitting a good putt, and if Ricketts stays off and goes 3 inches off the cup or something, yeah. you can't tell me that ain't good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the one rule we decided on that day.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why I just thought about this. Fernanda said it is playa. Mujeres.
Oh, okay.
She said, tell LB, it's not player. It's not player.
Mujeres.
He's got player in his head as playa.
Yes, it is playa. But player sounds so much better.
No, I figured you said that.
There you go.
All right, so Rodney sent us this thing about tour wins before the age of 26. You can kind of line folks up. And so here's what the numbers were. So, yeah, tour wins before the age of 26. Jack leads the – no, Jack doesn't lead the way, actually. Jack had 17 and four of those
go
were majors.
Go from the bottom up.
Bottom up. We'll start with Justin Thomas.
Right.
Nine wins. Justin Thomas has 9 tour wins already.
Right. I didn't know. I didn't know. Right.
9 wins, 1 major.
Right. And who started crying? First of all, how old is Justin?
Well, he must be 26 because this is before that. So this is 9. You must have 9 PGA tournament wins, including a major, before the age of 26 since 1960. That's the stat. And these are the people who have that. Who is 1, 2, 3? It's 5. 5 guys who made it. Justin Thomas.
These are the only 5 in history.
Yes.
Right.
Since 1960. So
what I couldn't figure out was, I don't see that full picture. I just see the. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I just see the. I was wondering why they had these 5. I didn't realize it was 9 tour wins.
Yeah. You must have who had at least 9 tour wins and a major before the age of 26.
Okay.
So there's only 5 guys who've done that. Justin Thomas is the most recent, and he has 9 wins with 1 major. Jordan Spieth because I don't know how old Jordan now is because he's past 26,
Justin
right?
Thomas is 25. He turns 26 this April.
This April. So he got a
little. How old is Spieth now?
I'll look it up.
Okay, right. While you do that. So Spieth has, as of to date, 11 tournament wins in 3 majors.
And he won 3 in back-to-back-to-back, right?
Right, in one kind of semi-season.
Something like that. Yeah.
Like a wraparound or whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Spieth is 25. Turns 26 in July.
Okay, so they both are still good. So why are you doing that? Check Rory.
Okay.
Rory McIlroy on this list, he has 10 wins, 10 PGA wins. Before the age of 26 and 4 majors. And I'm going to go to the top, and then I'm going to come back down to the most wins. Jack had 17 wins before the age of 26 and 1 and 4 majors. And leading the pack, of course, is the GOAT, Tiger Woods. Before the age of 26, he had 29 wins and 6 majors.
Nice. Before 26.
Before 26. I didn't realize. To me, that was more astonishing than anything. He was, before the age of 26, he had 29 wins and 6 majors.
6 majors.
I don't even know.
29
right.
wins.
like
that
for real.
That dwarfs Jack's numbers.
Exactly. Like, I don't even know. I know we put a lot of
Rory
stock.
Rory McIlroy, by the way, 29.
He's 29.
Okay,
he's
done. He's
out.
Add.
Okay. I know we put a lot of stock on majors.
Mm-hmm.
But 29 wins.
Right.
Do you know how hard it is to win on
He still has a 23-24% win rate even after being out for 2 years, 3 years, or whatever.
Years. Right.
5 years.
Right. Unbelievable.
And only had 1 win last year, and he played a bunch of tournaments last year.
Yeah.
And only won once, and he still got a 20-some-odd plus percentage
rate. That's ridiculous. That's how many did... Who started crying when they won like that? Was it Bubba?
Bubba cried.
When he won like his 12th or something? No, his 12th. He got like his
12th. Yeah. It was a regular tournament win.
He cried. Yeah. I'm like, why is he crying?
Yeah.
He's like,
I got 10.
If I hit 12.
He thought he'd never win on tour again.
Yeah.
Right.
But he said like his... I thought it was 12 for some reason.
It may have been 12.
But like, well, when I started this, my goal was to win 12 events.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
This Bama won 29.
Right.
He was 26.
29. Unbelievable.
I mean, he's got, he just hit what, 80?
80. Yeah.
80.
And he only needs, and he's what, 2 behind Snead for the world total.
Or is that
so you put as much record. Stock on, yeah. on majors as you want.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's catching that.
He's how far behind Jack? 4?
You're talking about Majors?
Yeah.
Oh, Majors, is he 4 or 5? I forget. One of the two.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking
about. No, I'm talking about Snead. Snead has the 82 wins for the total.
He's
most
about
wins.
Tiger's going to
Get that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he get it.
I mean, he might get it before deal. He might get it before I go to the Outer Banks this year.
Yeah, he's getting that one. I'd be shocked if he don't get that one.
Yeah,
Snead has 82. Tiger has 81.
He's 81?
He's one behind?
Is 81 or 80?
Oh, it's 80.
So he's 80. Actually, I thought he was 80. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have no, like, I mean, we don't even have any really, you can't really grasp how phenomenal that is. I mean, whatever. People who are listening to the show, they don't know anything about golf. Think about baseball. Think about football, basketball. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is. It's
how many players are good, number one, how many players are in each field, and how hard it is to beat
all those guys. All the time. Right.
I mean, it's hard. Looks like Jack has 18, Tiger has 14.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So
okay.
Still four behind.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be hard to catch Jack.
Yeah,
it's hard, but it still doesn't even, I mean, I know majors are a lot, but if you're going to put all your stock on majors, I don't do that. And I know we had this discussion with Brooks, last year, where I'm like, yeah, okay, well, he won two majors or whatever. That's a lot, but there's so many more events.
Well, here's where the argument ends. You can go number one and number two, whether it's PGA Tour wins or majors. He's one and still two in both of them.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's very true.
When Rodney made a good point today, and we were talking, he said there are guys in the.
You and Rodney talked a lot about golf today.
Yeah, on the way home.
That's what else?
He had just finished playing golf, and I had just left the range, so we talked about golf.
It's his other golf friend.
Yeah, only our golf buddy. And what he was saying was, you know, a lot of people go into the Hall of Fame with one, two, and three majors.
Wow.
I guarantee I guarantee you Ricky Fowler's going to go in the Hall of Fame, and he may not have a major win at all.
Exactly. Yep.
And he may only have six wins
or something like that.
And no majors. Right.
And still Hall of Fame worthy.
I mean, I'm not saying he is, but he'll get in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's ridiculous. It's amazing to me that he went away for so long. And his numbers are still so out. It's kind of like when Jordan left to go play baseball.
Right.
Yeah.
And screw around or whatever. Point. And then came back and still kicked ass.
Like if you're a running back and you get hurt in week 8. And so you've played 7 weeks. You get hurt in the 8th week. You come back in week 16 and you still have the rushing title. It's like I didn't even play for half the season and I have more rushing yards than everybody else.
You bring up a really good point, and I think that the comparison would be Jim Brown in football. Jim Brown held the rushing record and he retired at like 26.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Imagine
and he held the rushing record until Barry broke it behind like a Hall of Fame line.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I think he was 26, 28. Right.
And Barry played like five more years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
he had more games and more years than Jim Brown did as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous the numbers he put up.
Right.
Yeah. No.
That's to your point about Jordan. Mm-hmm. Just cancel the LeBron talk on that because people and it's almost like we're getting that thing with Tiger. Mm-hmm. You forget how dominant.
Right.
These guys were like in their prime.
Yeah. See, the thing is, this is the whole thing with the Jordan LeBron thing. Is to me, it's like when Jordan was playing, there was once he got winning, there was no question whether or not the Bulls were going to win.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you just knew they were going to win.
Yeah.
Every year. Yeah. With LeBron, you know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
The other thing is,
you know, he's
nobody
the most dominant player right now. But I mean, you know, who knew?
Yeah.
The other thing is nobody compares Jordan to LeBron.
It's always
they compare LeBron to Jordan.
And as long as you're the standard, you're the GOAT.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're the standard, you're the GOAT. Sherm, you had a trip. You just talked. Well, you talked about the trip with. Okay, good.
Were you here for that?
No, I was just.
Yeah.
I was looking at my rundown.
We were talking about my. We were talking about our totals spent for golf.
Total spent on golf in 2018, as far as we know. Yes.
Yeah.
My unofficial number is just under $1,200.
I would,
because there was that I didn't add up. I'm sure. So
yeah.
It's just,
so you actually
and that doesn't
looked at
count
that?
Golf tech. It doesn't count driving range. It's just rounds played.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when you throw in the gold card, that's $250.
Right.
Off the break, I'm gonna guess mine was probably around $1,000 to $1,100, maybe $1,200. I don't know. I could add it up and get back to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I can give it an official number next week. But I'm right around it because I remember counting it up, trying to see if that $1,100 that $1,000 membership Montgomery County Court. But then I can only count Montgomery County Court.
That's right.
I'm really going to see that. But yeah, I spent about $1,200, $1,300.
Okay. I did my calculations for my taxes already. My number came up to $2,793.79.
You played a lot of golf.
Wait, how much?
LB played a lot.
$2,793.79.
Wow. Almost $2,800.
And that includes that's $200 like, bucks a month.
And that's not
$250 a month.
And that's range some range balls too. If I had a receipt for it, a lot of times I get a receipt and it doesn't make it into the accounting.
Yeah.
That's all.
It didn't make it into accounting.
These are all the receipts that I have. Let me say it that way.
That's $250 bucks a month.
That's about right, Iverson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's about right.
Which is right. I mean, and you spend. You play every weekend.
Pretty much, I try to.
Yeah. Right. So at least that's once a week, $80.
Yeah.
Or it's still.
And that's 60. If it was just once a week, because you play multiple times a week.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's not bad.
No.
You know, but that makes that whole Montgomery County thing to me really beneficial because they have 9 courses you can choose from.
Right.
And so those memberships
are really... I'm about to think about that again because I haven't bought the gold card yet because I was going to buy it the other day, but I'm like, well, I haven't played the Montgomery County course yet, so why am I buying it? I'll wait till I get ready to play one, then I'll buy it.
Right.
But...
Because then after you buy it, you get one free round off the break.
So I really need to think about that if the other one... The only problem with the other one was it was just weekday. That's and they're allowed.
They had one that wasn't weekday, right? That was anytime.
It was anytime. But I think that was some ridiculous number, though.
I'm sure it was.
I don't know if I want to go into that kind of debt for golf.
Yeah. Because then you feel obligated to have to play, and then every time you play, you're going to want to play the Montgomery County course.
And we play we try and move it around a little bit to play be. Fair to Vern for having to drive way out to Montgomery County. Mm-hmm. I try to go on that side too sometimes.
And to be golf DMV.
Yes.
You know, where we play all over the place.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I really need to, we've got to get to some, well, we did, like I said, we did play me and, who was that? Me, Rick and Vern and, what's his name? Darius played Worthington Manor. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of other courses that we've got to get to. I tried to play, when we played
1789 was one?
No, the other day when we played Timbers of Troy, we were going to play Whiskey Creek.
Oh.
You know what?
So but they were closed.
Yeah.
They were closed New Year's Day.
Huh.
Yeah.
The unlimited membership, by the way, is $2,995.
Three grand basically.
$2,000 basically. Well, a little over two.
$2,299.
No, $2,295.
Oh, $22. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But isn't that what you pay? That's less than what you.
Yeah, but he also pay. That's
all over the place.
Right. Yeah, I mean these are courses in. I played some in Georgia.
Some in Mexico.
Yeah, that's a lot of. Yeah, Mexico courses too. So yeah, it's a lot of different stuff in there. But yeah, I don't.
That might be. Think that's too much.
I don't know.
That's a
lot.
Would you play more
like a random Thursday afternoon or Saturday, Sunday afternoon at Laytonville down the street?
But see, that's the thing I wonder about that. Even when I think about this, even as I retire, is if I have the opportunity to play golf every day,
mm-hmm.
am I going to get tired of it fast?
Right. Do you want to really have that and then try to play that much? And
right,
because
yeah, there's one thing when I retire where it's not costing me to, you know, I'm putting up $3,000 to play. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But in this situation, in my mind, if I know I spent $3,000, oh, I'm gonna get my $3,000 worth.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Even if you're miserable doing
it. Right. Exactly. And I don't want to be that guy. Right. You know what I mean? Just out here just because.
Now it doesn't say anything about the cart fee.
No. Yo, those greens fees. Normally you got pay cart. Because even with the $250 thing, we still pay cart fee.
Mm-hmm. Well, and because
even when I got a free round, I still had to pay a cart fee.
With the weekday membership, you get 20% off the cart fee. But with the $22.95, you don't get the same thing about anything off the cart fee.
Oh, maybe.
What does it say?
It says green fee 7 days a week, 10% discount on food and beverage purchases, employee pricing on all merchandise, benefits start the day of signing up.
So don't even mention the car fee at all.
Nope.
Man, that means you got to pay it then because they don't say it. You got to pay it.
Yep.
And it doesn't say that the benefit. So like with the $1,100 one or $1,200 one, it says membership valid 12 months from purchase date.
That's good.
This is benefits start the day of sign up.
Okay. No, that's good because the other one was just of the calendar year.
And that's what I think this unlimited one is.
It probably is. Yeah,
that's not it's not a benefit.
Yeah, mm-mm. Especially if they're not including the car fee too.
Now, LB, what you could do though is do the $1,200 one,
mm-hmm.
and then
But that's weekday only though, right?
Yeah, but there are plenty of Mondays through Fridays afternoons that you get out and play.
Yeah,
So your weekdays, and because Laytonville's closed, you know, Northwest, you can play Montgomery County, Hampshire Greens weekday. And then because Vern can't play except Sundays.
Right, weekends, right.
And so then when, you know, use your weekends to play other courses.
Yeah. That's true, too. Yeah, I might have to look into that. I need to do some analysis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Run the numbers.
Talk to your accountant.
Yes. Yeah, see what happens there. you talked about golf presents. And so no one bought me this. I bought it for myself. Golf bag from Dick's Sporting Goods. You guys want to laugh about this.
You had a $25 gift card there.
Yes. So thanks to Sherm, I got a $25 gift card. Yeah. Then I had a $20 gift card there as well. I can't remember from where, from who, but it was from months ago. But I looked at my wallet and said, oh, I got another one. Mm-hmm. I purchased, it was already on sale for free. Uh-huh. Well, it was basically free. A golf bag, but it was a top flight one because it was only $45.
Does it have top flight like emblazoned all over it too?
Well, it's white. The bag's not white. The bag is black with a little bit of blue, and top flight's in white up the bag. I knew Sherm wouldn't think that another of it, but LB's not going to want to.
No, it's a golf bag. Do you like the golf bag?
Well, it was $45, so yes, I like it.
That ain't the question. The question is, do you like the golf
bag? Yeah, the bag's fine.
Is it an upgrade from your last bag?
No, I think my last bag looks better.
Then why'd you buy it?
Because I needed a new bag. Because the stands on the bag broke, and then like two of
So you actually needed
a new two
bag.
Of the pockets have holes in them, and so like balls will fall out.
All right.
So I needed one.
Well, good.
And I wasn't going to pay $150 for the bag.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm
$200.
Smart.
So I got a top flight bag. and I'm like, God, look at this great deal. Then I thought about it. I was like, am I really going to want to walk around
with a top flight bag?
Yeah. I mean, you guys know Lamar, like at the at Woodmore. I'm not going to want to show up at Woodmore with a top flight bag. And then play the way that I do.
Well, that's a different story.
Yeah, exactly.
Lamar wouldn't care. Oh, by the way, Lamar sent me a picture. He purchased a golf DMV hat and sent a picture of him when he arrived to his house. And so,
all right, cool.
You know, that's good. And a few other folks did online too.
Steve in Kentucky bought one.
Yeah, Steve in Kentucky bought one. There's one going to Clearwater, Florida. Coach B, shout out to Coach B with a great email.
Not
too far ago. But also, he sent gifts.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
His email was great. I mean, it was a really, really cool email.
It was. So he sent, shout out to Coach B, he sent Claude and I gifts. He did not send you anything, Sherman. Because if you notice our gifts, it says on here, Oxon Hill Basketball.
Yeah.
So he sent us both some very nice, I mean, top notch.
Who are they sponsored by?
Nike.
Oh, they're Nike sponsors.
Nike sponsors.
I got a nice St. Vincent Pilate Under Armour backpack if you'd like to see.
Well, we don't want to see one. We was wondering, like, Coach sent us some merchandise.
Yeah.
So we'll be looking like, when is our Pilates merchandise going to show up?
I don't know. why don't you ask Coach B?
Right. Nice basket.
It's a very nice backpack. And I'm trying to open it up. There's so many pockets here.
Yeah.
But it's a really nice bag here. And I'm trying to find the other pocket. There's another
Coach
pocket
B's trying to show me up here. So I'm going to have to get on my game.
You got
to
step it up, man. Yeah, I want to see my Pilates. Where my Pilates bag at? Somewhere in here, Claude.
Apparently, you don't need another backpack, so you're good.
No. I need one that's, because yours is like, what, purple? Y'all purple and gray or something like that?
Blue, green? Right?
It's green. Blue.
It's like blue? Dark blue and light blue.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, this is black, so I need another color. and inside the bag is also a long sleeve.
Oh, wow.
Nike Oxon Hill.
Shooting shirt.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? A shooting shirt?
Shooting shirt, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
It's like what I'm wearing.
Oh, okay. Except this is that new material.
It's a nice, breathable mesh.
Yours is cotton.
No, actually, it's not.
is it like an impression shirt or is it
shooting shirt?
Yeah, there you go, man. So it's nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Hey, Coach B, how about if we do a swap like the pros do? We'll swap a Pilates
for you give him a bag.
And we'll have you guys take pictures doing it.
Yeah.
Although this is a size medium, it's a little too big for me. I need small.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Coach B.
Just so you know, mine is a large. I'm trying to tell you.
That's cool.
There we go. I went to the Golf Tech, by the way, the other day to talk to my guy, John Ross. I had 6 lessons since October. Finally finished one of them, the last one. So he's got me working on transferring my weight to the right because I'm left-handed. He's got to do that.
Because you're backwards.
Exactly. And make sure that I dip down the left shoulder.
You hit the wrong way.
No, yeah, exactly. But he said, you know what? For not being here this long, some of the progress I'm surprised to see you made.
But this is the whole, you walk away from the game and come back.
And come back and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So. You're not expecting to do much. And that's cool.
So we'll see.
So you're going to re-up?
I think so, yeah. But their prices are going up a little bit, too. Jeez. He, by the way, also has a hat.
Oh, does he?
So, yeah. Okay. I purchased one for him.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I bought him one.
All right. Well, you remember, the what's name is kind of pricey, too. You might want to save your ducats up for Paul Wilson.
Right.
Lessons. They not.
How much are his lessons?
Oh, that's right. Because we're going to Vegas, right?
$640.
Wait.
And that includes both days, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. With
so basically, and it's all day, right?
Well, no, it's not. So
we should probably get these deets.
What we're actually doing is we have a 1 day lesson. Okay. It's $640, but we're breaking ours up into two half days. I didn't want to spend 6 hours just on a lesson. So what we're gonna do? On that Thursday, we're gonna take lessons in the morning and play around in the afternoon and do the same thing the next day.
Okay.
So we're gonna break it up, but it's 600. Cause my wife was even the other day we were talking and she said, cause she had planned on taking lessons
too. It's the 28th and the 29th, or is it 21st and 27th?
I don't know. I looked at the dates. I've given you these dates on multiple occasions.
Right.
But my wife is the other day after we played in Cancun, she was like, I don't even know if I'm really worth. If I'm worth a $640 lesson.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm kind of with her.
She should take some lessons leading up to it. But she doesn't want to do that, dude.
Right.
She don't want to play.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing the 27th through the 31st now. That's the limits.
Okay. Yeah. With the lessons on.
Must be a month with 31 days.
With the lessons on.
31, yes.
With the lessons on 28th and 29th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so are his lessons, and maybe you all can answer this when you come back.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm curious about, are his lessons for new golfers or are they for
anybody?
All right.
Yeah. Brenda said, again, had plans at least right now, plans on taking the lessons. What's his face? What's her face? D. Coach's wife plans on taking lessons as well too. So I don't know. I'm not sure what D's level is. I know she plays. I don't know. Whatever. But I know he plans on coaching all of us. He didn't have any problems with our level or ability. He never even asked. He never even asked.
Just, as long as check clears.
Right, exactly. I'll teach a monkey for $640.
Like, you didn't tell me again, 10 of you fools up here is going to pay me almost $700 to teach you something that you're not going to remember and never going to use again?
Right. Y'all going to fly all the way out here?
I'll take it. Like I say, she's going back and forth about it now. And I understand. I mean, because she doesn't play enough
for it to warrant
that kind of outlay of cash. You know what I mean?
But she enjoys when she plays, though, right?
Not really. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
She plays because you like to play.
Right. Like when we played in Cancun, she went with me. If I wasn't playing, she would not gone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And on the other hand, I think D, Coach's wife, would play whether Coach was there or not.
I think that's the difference in their level.
Right. She's into the game more. Brenda does it because it's just something to do. It's not.
She wants to enjoy sharing something with that you like to do.
You want to say it that way. Okay.
I mean, why else would she be playing? To spend time with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Doing something you like to do.
Okay. We'll go with that. Yeah. We'll go with that.
I tee him up, man. I can't hit him for you, too.
Yeah, no, it's weird. Sierra, on the other hand, I mean, she says she wants to play, but she never does. She never takes
But she did volunteer to. She did volunteer and say, hey, do you want me to play so that we can spend time together doing this or whatever, right?
Yeah, and I was like, no, you don't have to play so we can spend time together.
Right.
Like, I'll
see you when I get back.
Yeah. I want her to play with me because she wants to play the game, not because she wants to spend time together.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But it was still nice that she offered.
It was great. It was great that she offered.
Nice gesture.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just don't take her up on it.
No. I mean, if she wants to play, it's fine. Although she did walk with me 9 holes in October.
Yeah, I remember you talking about
that. Yeah, right. Took it a gunfight. She was like, I'm not walking 18. Yeah. There's a lot of hills there.
I don't blame her. I wouldn't have walked nine. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
You want to spend time with me? This is what we do.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I've been following right behind you in the cart like Rocky and Mick.
funny. So, yeah, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Again, golfdmvpodcast.com. For all the information, you get all our social stuff there, mm-hmm. the email. You can shop for hats. The hats are flying off the shelves.
Good. So, not flying fast enough, but keep flying.
Yeah, keep flying. Yeah,
keep them flying.
I got a few if anybody needs to buy them.
Exactly. There you go. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Peace.
Good night.
You're listening to the Golden Week.